91X News.
It's 5 and really wet out there right now. I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X News. There's been a four-vehicle collision on Wallbridge Loyalist Road in Morris Street West here in Belleville. That crash happened around 10 a.m. this morning. No further information has been released, but emergency crews immediately responded to clean up that mess. And the ride program is well at work. Police caught two drivers in two different locations on the streets of Prince Edward County yesterday afternoon. The first motorist was stopped mid-afternoon, and the second was actually late evening. The two reportedly impaired drivers are being charged with impaired operation and operating a motor vehicle with over 80 milligrams of alcohol in their blood. Their vehicles will both be impounded, so they should be getting a ride to Picton Court on December 12th to answer their charges. The Liberal government is being accused of not walking the walk for climate change and waste diversion. Environmental Commissioner Gord Miller says the government has done little to increase the waste diversion or protect species at risk. His annual report also accuses the province and Ottawa of allowing negotiations for cleaning up the Great Lakes to drag on to the point where they, quote, threaten to paralyze more progress. The sister of a Montreal woman who drowned with three teen girls says she never told anyone about alleged death threats against them. Diba Abdali Masumi said in a Kingston court today she told the truth about phone calls with her older sister. And in those calls, the sister explained a rough home life in Montreal with threats to kill her and the teens. The Crown alleges they were killed to preserve the family's honor. And Masumi says she didn't believe anything like that could happen in Canada. Seven students have minor injuries after a collision between a tanker and a school bus near Barrie. Police say the bus was turning left when it was struck by the tanker. There were about 16 students on that bus, and the 62-year-old bus driver of Bradford has been charged with a traffic offense related to making a left turn, and his name has not been released. Students in Ontario are smoking less cigarettes, but binge drinking is a growing health problem. A new report by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health says alcohol is used mostly by students, with 55% saying they'd had a drink in the past year. Other concerns include teens smoking pot while driving, as well as energy drinks. And that survey included over 9,000 students across the province in grades 7 to 12. The mass killer during a bomb and shooting attack in Norway has been found insane, according to a psychiatric evaluation. That incident happened July 22nd and killed 77 people. Reporter Carl Ritter says the psychiatric report identified Anders Breivik as paranoid.
The experts conclude that Anders Behring Breivik, during a long period of time, has developed the mental disorder of paranoid schizophrenia, which has changed him and made him into the person he is today.
That finding by the specialists will help find out if Breivik is sentenced to prison or psychiatric care. If the assessment is upheld by the court, then Breivik can't be sentenced for the attacks. And that's your 91X News. It's to 102. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got sports.
Thanks, Kurt. The Pittsburgh Penguins forward James Neal has been fined $2,500 for high-sticking Montreal defenseman P.K. Subban during a game last Saturday in Montreal. Neal was given a minor penalty on the play. The Penguins defeated the Canadiens 4-3. The money from the fine goes towards the player's emergency assistance fund. Taylor Hall could be out of the Edmonton Oilers lineup for as long as a month. Hall is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a left shoulder injury, the team said last night following a 2-1 loss to Nashville. Hall says he's not going to change how he approaches the game.
I can't really change how I play. You know, it's just how I was kind of born. And, with that hit, I just probably got to just be a little closer to the boards and make sure that I'm not getting hit by him and the boards, just him. And it's kind of a rub out. But as far as that goes, no, I'm not going to change how I play. Just try and watch out for those hits.
The Kingston native has had 7 goals and 11 assists in 22 games this season. Nashville visits Calgary tonight, and that is just one of 8 games on tap tonight around the NHL. The Ottawa Senators visit Winnipeg, and Columbus visits Vancouver. Well, the Belleville Bearcats take on the Peterborough Ice Cats tonight here at home. The Midget A girls tied the Whippy Junior Wolves 1-1 on Sunday afternoon. Puck drop tonight is at 6:30 at the Wally Denver Arena. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Kurt Weiss with 91X Weather.
Today, rain about 15 to 25 millimeters and a 20 kilometers wind, high 9. Tonight, more rain around 15 millimeters, wind also 20 kilometers per hour and a low of 6. Tomorrow, rain mixed with a bit of wet snow late morning and early afternoon. That's about 5 to 10 millimeters. Wind 40 kilometers per hour, that's going up to 60. But that's going to die down early evening where it'll be a low of 6 and high of 0 today. It's 5 degrees. I'm Kurt Weiss with Harrison Perkins. 91X News is on the air and online, 91X.fm. See you in an hour for News at 2.